did. So I have Stephanie Haas with me. We have two standalone women's health centers at our VA, and one of them is located in Topeka at our location here. So I wanted to bring Stephanie with me today. She is a wonderful women's health nurse and also has background in cardiology. So we just wanted to talk about preventative care for our women veterans and all women today.
Fantastic. Well, Stephanie, welcome in. Thank you for joining us here today.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Stephanie, let me ask you to get started here. Really, what is the need that you see when it comes to women's health matters, and maybe what some of the services are that you currently have that seem to be pretty well utilized here when it comes to your VA offices?
We want to see everyone come to the primary care office annually. We think that's really important so that everyone can get a baseline for their health and be screened for cancer as well as some heart disease risks that seems to be the number one killer of women.
Do you have any services, Stephanie, that you see that are pretty regularly used by women in your care, and then some others that may be hidden that are available but folks may not know about?
Well, a lot of the things that we see used are the annual visit, the lab checks for screening, such as cholesterol screening, blood pressure screenings. We also see a lot of women taking advantage of the yearly mammograms that start at 40. One thing that we would like to see improved is the number of women who are getting colonoscopies at 45.
Yeah, I know that's something that I think is kind of a men's health kind of a mile marker, for lack of a better term. But it doesn't seem like that it's as...
it's not a mile marker you necessarily want to celebrate, but it's
it's there. It's a landmark, I guess. Yeah. You could say.
It's a rite of passage.
Yep. Let me ask you here, Heather, from your perspective, why it's so important to offer kind of a range of services standard, you know, like a large range as you do, as opposed to maybe something more targeted and then send veteran service personnel on their way to somebody else with something else that may be more specialized.
For sure. I mean, our primary care team and our women's health center here, you know, it's a starting place, but then if there's specialty issues that are going on, we're going to make sure that veteran gets the care either in their community or if we offer that service here at the VA, they can come to the VA. So it's important for them to stay in contact, and that's a lot of what Stephanie does. You know, stay in contact with the nurse, stay in contact with the team, and make sure that you're getting your healthcare needs. Because we know that women are busy and they're taking care of everybody else, and sometimes they don't take care of themselves. We want them to come in and take care of themselves and get that preventative healthcare that they, you know, as men need to get as well. So.
Speaking of that, Stephanie, how important is it and how often are you reaching out to female service personnel to just kind of remind them, hey, it's time for this, or hey, it's time for that, or hey, we have this new service available?
We have reminders that go out on a monthly basis for veterans who have missed an annual appointment or that are coming up. We follow those up with phone calls if we don't hear back from them within a period of time.
And I think a lot of times veterans aren't aware that we, you know, we have a cardiology department here at RVA, but of course if it's easier and more convenient for them to see someone closer to home, like in Emporia, you know, we have mental health, we have, you know, whole health, we have, you know, lots of specialty care, like physical therapy, you know, chiropractic, all those types of things here in-house. But, you know, if it's too far to drive, definitely get that in the community where they live.
Again, joined here this morning for the monthly VA update by Heather Jones and Stephanie Haas as we talk about women's really health care and preventive maintenance. I wanted to ask you, too, does that also here, Heather, does that also extend to behavioral health? Because, you know, we're entering the 4th of July time period. Could be some PTSD that, you know, our service personnel, male and female, could well be kind of having some returns to with all the fireworks that are going to be taking place over the next 3 to 5 days.
For sure. We have in-house in the Women's Health Center, we have our own nurse practitioner that specializes in mental health. And then we also have a full-time psychologist and a full-time social worker. But I would definitely encourage veterans to reach out to their teams if they know this is going to be a more challenging week for them, you know, and pre-prepare and that kind of thing. But yes, we do offer those services, or if it, as I said, if it works better for them to seek that care closer to home, they can certainly do that. But for sure, that's a big emphasis right now. It does affect a lot of veterans, and you know, we want them to have a safe week as well.
Stephanie, what's your thoughts on that? I think the statement that Heather made here about everybody having a safe week, that probably rings true for everybody in your offices.
Most definitely. You know, we just want to see everyone as prepared as possible. And if you're seeking preventative health, whether it's for mental health services or if it is for physical health services, you're going to be able to be more ready for anything that comes at you.
Outstanding. Well, ladies, before we wrap things up, Heather, I will let you just kind of reset the different services that you have for women specifically at the VA medical offices that you have.
Yeah, I mean, we offer everything primary care related. We call it comprehensive care, and we really want to be that one-stop shop for women veterans. So we have a beautiful women's health center. I'm willing to give tours to any woman veteran if they'd like to come up and take a look at our clinic here. Also, you know, we're getting ready to open Iola, which is south of you guys, and that should be open in August. But we're going to meet the needs of whatever women veteran it is, you know, wanting to get services here and eligible here for services. We also, if maybe they've had military sexual trauma in the past, they may be eligible for free services, even though they're not eligible for health care. So that's good for veterans to know. But, yeah, we can offer both mental health and physical health here in the Women's Health Center.
And really quickly, Stephanie, I guess I'll give you the last word. Why is it important for women to take advantage of the services that you do provide?
We have a wonderful, welcoming environment. We are prepared to meet the needs of women, and we are specialized in women who've been in the military. So reach out to us. Let us help you get more, you know, ready for the world and your health and get you ready. To be prepared is to be ready.
Yeah, and a lot of women don't realize they're eligible to receive that health care services. So I encourage them to call the VA and the eligibility office to see if they're eligible, or, you know, for sure call me or Stephanie.
All right. What's the number to call?
The main number here at our VA is 785-350-3111.
Outstanding. Well, ladies, thanks so much. Have a great 4th, and hope you have a solid turnout and ongoing developing turnout here for the services that you do provide. Thanks again for joining us.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you so much.
Again, our guests here for the monthly VA update, Heather Jones and Stephanie Haas joining us. Really quickly, we'll look at the live and local calendar for tomorrow. We've already mentioned pyrotechnician Bernie Toso will be our newsmaker guest at 7:20 tomorrow, talking about Thursday's fireworks show at Emporia State. We'll have Sarah Tidwell joining us at 8:20, talking about the 4th annual Altrusa Golf Tournament. And weather/flood permitting, Admire's getting ready for a ribbon-cutting ceremony for its new multi-use court on Wednesday. We'll be joined by Healthier Lyon County spokesperson Jackie Miller and Admire City Council member Nicole Kuhn for the Newsmaker 3 tomorrow morning, right here.